is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Four of the five wildfires raging in Los Angeles County have zero containment, prompting evacuation orders. And Santa Monica has imposed a curfew until sunrise in all public space under mandatory evacuation. Entire neighborhoods have been lost, including this man's in Pasadena.
What are you feeling when you see your house like this now?
I'm going to break down again. That's what I feel. It's my whole life.
CBS's Ashley Sharp is there.
The deadly Eaton fire ripped through the Altadena Senior Center north of Pasadena, where residents had to evacuate before flames swept through. As wildfires engulf large parts of Los Angeles County, entire neighborhoods along the Pacific Coast and inland have burned to the ground.
One fire is now threatening the Hollywood Bowl. Five people have died. The crisis is tied to the changing climate.
Californians are accustomed to wildfires, but the frequency, size, and intensity of these fires is not normal. Human-caused climate change is making wildfire season longer and is causing more fires because there are more days where ideal fire conditions of dry, windy weather is occurring. Because of this, projections show that for every 1 degree Celsius of warming, the median burn area of some forests could increase by as much as 600% a year. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Other parts of the country are dealing with cold, wintry weather with a new storm sweeping into south-central states. More on that from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
It's not like a one-day or two-day shot of cold air. You're going to be seeing that straight through the weekend. Then you combine that with the precipitation, so you get snow and ice there. It's not melting anytime soon because you've got that cold air locked in place, and it's more than you're usually getting.
Schools and buildings from Texas to Georgia are closing down, and travel on land and in the air will be affected. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Paris for meetings and is getting questioned about President-elect Trump saying he wants to take control of Greenland.
The idea expressed about Greenland is obviously not a good one. But maybe more important, it's obviously one that's not going to happen. So we probably shouldn't waste a lot of time talking about it.
Residents of Richmond, Virginia are being told the city's water system may not be up and running until Friday. Tonya Martin is getting potable water for use back home.
Taking bottles of water and boiling it to heat up food or cook, or try to just brush your teeth, go get a bottle of water so you can brush your teeth.
A storm knocked out power at Richmond's water treatment plant on Monday, and backup systems have failed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us another big company is cutting back on working from home.
Executives at JP Morgan Chase may be mandating a return to 5-day in-office work weeks. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal report they're mulling over whether to require all of the bank's 300,000 employees, including senior managers, to suit up and show up in person. Since the end of the pandemic, back office staff have only been required to be in offices 3 days a week. But CEO Jamie Dimon has argued it's ineffective and impossible for managers. A decision could reportedly be announced in the next week or two. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Outdoors hockey is coming to Florida. The NHL says the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will host the New York Rangers Park in Miami on January 2nd, 2026 in the Winter Classic. And the Tampa Bay Lightning will host the Boston Bruins on February 1st, 2026 in a Stadium Series game. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, lower teens in the overnight, a light west breeze. Mostly sunny skies Thursday as highs climb to the upper 20s, south winds 5 to 15. Thursday night, chance of late night snow, lows in the lower 20s. Right now it's 10.
We'll be right back. you blew my mind.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart. 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night.
Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway. got caught in the rush hour. Each fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Rise. You found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Just I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
line, take her to the drag, she really shines.
Giddy up, 4-9.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 4-9.
My 4-speed dual quad positive traction, 409.
Nothing can touch my 409.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The fires burning out of control around and in Los Angeles have sent over 100,000 people fleeing from their homes, with another 100,000 under evacuation warnings. 5 people have died. Santa Monica imposed an overnight curfew as neighborhoods and the homes in them burn. In Pasadena,
I was sitting in the car by myself, and tears just came over my face. The entire history is in the house.
A brush fire is burning in the Hollywood Hills, threatening the Hollywood Bowl. CBS News LA's Gio Insignaris has a close-up look at Altadena.
These hotspots continue. They're lingering. Smoke is rising throughout the evening. You have to make sure not to breathe so much of it in. It's just so overpowering and overwhelming here in this area. I mean, every single one of these homes, and you have neighborhoods like this, streets like this, blocks like this, where all the homes are gone.
Comedian Billy Crystal and his wife lost their home of 46 years in Pacific Palisades, where CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen tells us some of the fire hydrants ran out of water.
I got an update from Captain Eric Scott over at LAFD. He says although LAWDP did fill all the available water storage tanks, including 3 1-million-gallon tanks located here in the Palisades, he says the problem was when we got to the higher elevations, it was just a case of extreme demand, and that caused a slower refill.
Much of the country is still freezing after a series of wintry storms, and CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking another one, this one descending on the south central